KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Listen, guys, another New Mexico Men of Honor rally is just around the corner. And Saturday, April 27th at 8 a.m., that's going to be the time to show up. And I'm saying that, Dennis, yep. I know the official start might be 9. Nah, 8 a.m., man, that's when
the burritos show up.
The burritos, the coffee, the fellowship.
There you go.
It's an important part, commuting together, yes. Breaking bread together. And actually, some of the best things that happen in these interviews are off the air. And part of what happened before this interview was just time hanging out with Pastor Danny and Dennis.
Yes.
That's going to be that koinonia is what's going to be experienced during that hour from 8 a.m. to 9 o'clock. But I want to jump through and say what's going to be happening. But really, the better information is coming from you guys. But let me welcome you, Pastor Danny Sanchez of Victory Outreach, and Dennis with New Mexico Men of Honor. Guys, thanks for taking the time.
Love it.
It is good to be here. Thank you.
And let's start with this, Dennis, because we'll back up, and someone may be tuned in who's never even heard about New Mexico. I don't know how that could be, New Mexico Men of Honor. But if you could kind of go back to the genesis of it, the history and where it was, the vision, and where it's gone.
Sure. Yeah, Brian Allred, Pastor Brian Allred, approached me about getting a men's ministry to unite the body of Christ here with men and have kind of like set up a little bit like Promise Keepers.
Uh-huh.
And so prayed about it, got with my wife, and we said, yeah, let's go for it. So we've been doing this for over 4 years now. We have 4 events a year. What we do is we go to a church or a neutral place, and we have a pastor or a speaker come from wherever. We've had Denver Broncos' Jason Elam speak for us. We've had lots of different pastors. So we just gather guys together. A lot of times we'll have some food before, so we'll have some fellowship. And then we'll have some worship and then a message. And we are really excited about having Pastor Danny to come back again. We had him at a Hoffmantown about a year and a half ago or so. And man, we had a full house. It was an amazing time. He brought such a great message, very powerful, very impactful to the men. So that's what we're going to do again. We're going to have it at a Chinese church. So I'm excited about that. It's up there, Paseo and Holbrook. You take Holbrook, go south, and you turn left on Ranchitos. It's 9600 Ranchitos. But what we've done is that we've sent out an email to about 500 guys.
Okay.
And so we have a list that we send out emails and texts, and then we also have it on our New Mexico Men of Honor Facebook. You can get the flyer there as well. So, yeah, we're excited. 8 o'clock burritos, 9 o'clock is the worship, and then we'll have a message, and we'll also have some discussions.
Okay, and then it's really as the Lord leads as far as when, the end time is.
That's right.
Pastor Danny, for those maybe not familiar with Victory, I don't know how, again, they'd not be familiar with Victory Outreach. It's been decades now that Victory Outreach has been reaching this community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And thank you, your staff, and congregation, for all you guys have done for the kingdom already. And we look forward to see what's going to happen in the days to come. But for those unfamiliar, maybe tell them a little bit about your congregation and let's start there.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you so much. And I'm very honored to be speaking at this Men of Honor. I really believe God's going to move powerfully. I believe God's put a word in my heart. Thank you for having us here in the radio station. It's amazing. Just to tell you a little bit about us, we're a church that loves God and loves people. And our heart is really evangelism and reaching the streets. I was taught a long time ago that if we're going to be a church, then we can't just be a church on the inside. We've got to be a church on the outside as well. And so that's what we try to do. And we try to do that. Our church was established in 1985. My parents founded our church. And me and my wife have been pastoring the church now since 91, so 33 years. And we bought a beautiful building right there on right behind Highland High School on Zuni and Jefferson, just west of San Mateo. And so we really believe God's using us there in that area. That's where God took us. And our vision is to reach hurting people. Based out of Isaiah 45, 2 and 3, I will give you the treasures of darkness, hidden riches in secret places. And sometimes the greatest riches are in secret places, people that nobody notices. And I believe that when you go after those, that God will raise them up, and you know it's God, because there's no way it could be anything else. In that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I always like to say, man, in spite of us, look what he's accomplished.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Now, New Mexico Men of Honor, I mean, what I've seen is the heart of New Mexico Men of Honor, and Dennis, you're right here, you can correct me if I'm wrong. But really is, like you mentioned, bringing men together on a quarterly basis that we can unite under the banner of Jesus Christ in the gospel. There's guys from all different churches. Well, no, there's only one church. Amen. There's guys from all different congregations attending.
That's right.
There's something to be said about people who should be the leaders in our community.
Yes.
Gathering together, hearing all those guys worshiping Jesus, and then seeing them get equipped.
Yeah.
And iron sharpening iron, and then to, you know, release them into the community, into their various congregations, and see that work being done. And Pastor Danny's going to... the simplicity of the gospel is, I think, going to be really...
When you're alongside... So I wanted to mention I'm a co-leader with Steve Stucker. So him and I come together to... And we're from two different churches as well.
Right.
And we're working on this ministry. We're hoping to get up to... the Navajo Nation here in the next so many months, and we're lining that up. But I want to also say that, you know, the late great Chip Lesko, he gave an incredible message last July.
Yeah, and, I was there.
There was close to 200 guys there worshiping together.
Now, Chip being, of course, from the radio station here in Calvary Church, but again, the venue was Grace Church on San Antonio.
Right.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No, but isn't that great to see? I mean, we're all over. We've been in the Rio Rancho, West Side, East Side, South Side, and now we're going to be in the North, Northeast Side, which is going to be this Albuquerque Chinese Christian Church, and that's going to be at 9600 Ranchitos. And we're excited about that. Coming up next Saturday, April 27th, be there at 8 o'clock. And we're going to have burritos there and coffee and
fellowship. Pastor Danny.
And Pastor Danny's going to hammer us with an incredible, wonderful message about Jesus only. So
yeah, without stealing all of your thunder, Pastor Danny, let's give him enough bait to reel him in and get him to Saturday.
Well, you know, we were talking before the program started, if I may. We're talking about how the gospel is not complicated.
Yeah.
It's really simple. And I think in this hour of chaos, you know, we're not blinded to the chaos around the world and our nation, throughout the nations of the world, but we are at the doorstep of the greatest opportunity that the church has ever had before, I believe, in the history of the church.
Yeah,
I believe we have a greater way to reach more people, and I really believe that, and I'm not leaving out women. I'm just saying at this moment, I believe that God wants to raise up fathers, mothers, of parents, but the father is supposed to be the priest of the home, the high priest of the home. And I believe that if we can grab a hold of the heart of a man and let him know, listen, what does it mean to be a man of honor? You may have a definition of what it means to be a definite, but I think if you're a Christ follower, if you love Jesus, if you spend time with him, if you know his word, and that's how you'll know him, and if you'll love people, that's the simplicity of the gospel. It really does. It's not complicated. I think we complicate it with so much rhetoric, is what I call it, rhetoric. It really is, because it's not complicated.
Yeah.
And so I want to speak a little bit this week about how in the chaos that we're in, not dads, families got to know that there's some kind of peace. And I believe a dad, a father, a man of honor in the house of God, that takes that to his house mm-hmm. and really shares the gospel with his family and covers them as the head of the household. What they do is they eliminate fear and they eliminate things and insert faith and trust in God. Yeah. And like the song says, I trust in God, my Savior, yeah. the One.
Amen.
And so it's like what I really feel in this hour as God is raising up. You know, I want to quote. I don't want to mess it up. So let me quote it. Let me read it real quick. But the great Leonard Ravenhill, if you remember who he was,
yeah.
He said this. He said, "We're called to be continuators of Jesus' ministry." All right, Acts. The world doesn't need a new definition of Christianity. The world needs a new demonstration of Christianity. What is that
beautiful.
Demonstration? Yeah, it may be a lot of things we can think about. The greatest one is love.
You know, as you say that, what I'm thinking is less lip service.
Yeah.
I like that.
And the younger generation is
can
looking.
Can I use that?
Yeah.
Aren't they? The younger generation wants to see Jesus in us.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily want to hear so much. They want to see it in us. And how Pastor Danny has gone after people in different ways. Hey, let's shoot some hoops, whatever it may be, to reach these people, to show them love. They want to see love.
Well, and you know, what comes to mind also is they will know that we are Christians by our love
Amen.
One for another.
Amen.
And I think that's exactly what we're displaying as we walk through what we're doing as a group of men at New Mexico Men of Honor, which, by the way, New Mexico Men of Honor website is a place to go, NewMexicoMenOfHonor.com to find out more, connect with the ministry, and you'll find the information about the events there. I don't want to cut you short because I want to make sure whatever you want to communicate, we do that. But before we put a end to this, I want to throw it back to you to make sure there's nothing else. You know, I don't want you to get halfway out the door.
Yeah.
No,
I want to make sure that, hey, you know, think of any excuse you can to grab your brother and bring him to this because this is really important. You know, Jesus said you will do greater things. Well, what that means to me is eternal things. Here on earth, we can do a lot of cool things together. But if it's an eternal thing, that is the greater thing.
Yeah.
Think about that. When you get a friend, find somebody, bring them to this event on Saturday morning, April 27th, 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll have coffee and burritos and a great message with worship. But that's the thing you got to be thinking about. Are you getting treasures here on earth, or are you storing up treasures in heaven?
Yeah.
And so be thinking about that as you invite some guys to come to this. Let's pack the house. Let's have a great time together and seeing the unity of Christ that we'll all come together. It doesn't matter what church you're from. Let's get together.
Yeah, because, you know, I think that we're going to have an encounter that is going to impact men like never before.
Amen.
So I really want to challenge men to get out there. Don't make any excuse to not be there. Make sure you're there. Bring somebody with you.
You know, I should have probably started with this. Ladies, don't tune out, okay? Because we're talking about the guys. And stealing from Nate Heitzig, who may have stole it from someone else, but I love what he continuously says about these really important events, that invite everyone, bring someone.
There you go.
And ladies, this is for you. There's men that are in your sphere of influence, that some of them love Jesus and know Jesus, maybe leading already. And, you know, for those that are saying, you know what, I'm good, I'm sharp, I'm doing the work, you know, I'm doing it. Okay, well, guess what? There's someone that's going to be at this event that could use a mentor, guys. And even if it's just for that 1 hour eating burritos where you've got a word of wisdom that you can share with someone who needs it, this is just a great opportunity for iron to sharpen iron.
Yeah.
Ladies, pray about your guys being there.
Great.
Encourage them to be there. I'll say this in the same way, the same way I tell the guys, hey, be careful how you tell your wife that she needs to be at this because it'd be good for her. ladies, use a little wisdom in how you encourage them to go to this event.
Yep.
But the details are at NewMexicoMedOfHonor.com. And let me say this again. It's happening Saturday, and you're invited to come out. It's going to be at the Albuquerque Chinese Christian Church. And from Paseo del Norte, you go south on Holbrook to Ranchitos. You'll find it there. Yep. 8 a.m. coffee and burritos, 9 o'clock worship, and then a message from Pastor Danny Sanchez. And then after that, let's see what God does.
Yeah, that's another thing is guys get connected from different churches, different places. For over 4 years, I've been seeing that happen. It's been an amazing thing.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Well, listen, if you missed our conversation, we're going to have it posted online shortly. So watch for it at abqconnect.online. Thanks so much to Pastor Danny Sanchez with Victory Outreach. And thanks to Dennis Poper and his leadership at New Mexico Men of Honor, along with his sidekick, Steve Stucker.
Yes, sir.
Pray for his traveling mercies. He'll That's be right. out of town doing more. This guy.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
Looking forward to the guys getting together on the 27th Saturday at the Albuquerque Chinese Christian Church. Thanks, guys.
All right. God bless. Thank you.